Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Challah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, and Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Lilui Nishmas, Maris Mirim, Sarah, Bas, Rabbi Yaakov, Moshe, Her Neshama, Shanav, and Aliyah, and Beschus, Rachel, Bas, Avari, Gittel, and Daniel, Yezer, and Spai, Rachel, Eishi, Vigabens, Rezer, Shalkayom, and Bekarv, Mamish. Now we've already learned about Syria. This is the land that David HaMelech conquered, and it became part of Eretz Yisrael, but only partially. Now any Jewishly owned land in Syria is like Eretz Yisrael, and anything that grows there is Chayv and Maaser and Shemitah. However, any non-Jew which owns land in Syria and grows produce over there, whatever grows is not Chayv and Maaser and Shemitah. But over here, we're going to have a machlekes regarding land which is owned by non-Jews, but it's worked by Yidden. So Mishnah Zayin tells us, Yisrael shahayu arisim lagayim b'Syria, a Yisrael that was an aris, a sharecropper for a non-Jew in Syria. So this land was owned by the non-Jew, and the Yisrael was just a sharecropper, which means the Yisrael works the land, and he takes a certain percentage of the crops that grow. So Rabbi Eliezer mechayev perseim b'maaser b'shvias. Rabbi Eliezer is mechayev all the produce that grows in Maaser and Shemitah. He holds that since the Yid deserves a percentage of that which grows, it's as if it was grown by a Yid, and therefore it's chayev in Maaser and Shemitah. Whereas Rami Gamliel Pater, Rami Gamliel Paters, he says the land is owned by a non-Jew, so therefore there's no chiyav of Maaser and Shemitah on these fruits. Now another machlokes, Rami Gamliel tells us, shtei chalos b'Syria. Two different chalos have to be taken off in Syria. That's because Syria is like Chutz La'aretz, and we're going to learn about these two different chalas in the next Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says, chala achas, only one chala has to be taken off in Syria. That's because Rabbi Eliezer holds that Syria is like Eretz Yisrael. Now the Mishnah tells us that originally, achazu kula shal Rabbi Gamliel v'kula shal Rabbi Eliezer. They held of both of the kula of Rabbi Gamliel and the kula of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Gamliel holds that produce grown on land owned by a non-Jew in Syria is not chayv in Maaser and Shemitah. That's the kula of Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Eliezer's kula is that we only have to take off one challah in Syria. However, the Mishnah tells us, Chazru Lina Kedivir Rabbi Gamliel b'shtei drachim. They went back and they just were nayheg like Rabbi Gamliel in both things that we were talking about, which means there's a kula when it comes to Maaser and Shemitah. However, there's a chumra when it comes to challah. And now moving on to Mishnah Ches. Before we start, there's two important points. In Maseches Shvias, we already mentioned the various borders of Eretz Yisrael. We know that parts of Eretz Yisrael that were conquered by Oilei Bavel, by the people that came up from Bavel, at the time of the rebuilding of the second Beis HaMikdash, those parts are considered regular Eretz Yisrael. Now the parts that were conquered when Yidden first came from Mitzrayim in the days of Yeshua, they also have a din of being Eretz Yisrael, but only partially. And obviously there's certain parts right outside Eretz Yisrael that are considered complete Chutz La'aretz. Now the second point is that any land in Chutz La'aretz is Tamei and is Metamei food in it. And this is called Toma Eretz Ha'amimin. So Mishnah Ches tells us, Rabbi Gamliel says, Sholesh Ha'aretz L'Chala. There's three different lands or three different categories of land when it comes to taking off Chala. May Eretz Yisrael Va'ad Kiziv, from Eretz Yisrael all the way till Kiziv, which is in northern Eretz Yisrael, Chala Achas, a person only has to take off one Chala. That's because he's in Eretz Yisrael. He takes off that Chala, he gives it to a Kayin, no issues. Now, Mikaziv, Ad Hanar, Ad Amana, from Kiziv until the river, till Amana, Shtei Chalais, he has to take off two Chalais, Achas Lu'ur, Achas L'Kayin. One of them is Lu'ur, which means one of them is burned, and the other one has to be given to a Kayin. Why does he have to take off two challahs? Well, that's because halachically this area is Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, the first challah that he takes off is Tamei, and that's why it needs to be burned. However, another challah needs to be given to a Kayin, because not everyone knows that this section of Eretz Yisrael isn't really Eretz Yisrael. They think it's Eretz Yisrael proper, and if they see challah being burned, they're going to think that it's okay to burn Tahar challah. They're not going to realize that it's not really Tahar. And that's why another challah is given to a Kayin to ensure that they realize what's happening. However, Shel'ur Yesh Lashir, the one which is being burned, that has to have the proper shear. The challah which is being taken off and burned in the fire, since that's the real challah, that has to have the proper shear challah, which means he takes off 1/48 of the dough and he burns it. Bevashal Kayin ain la shear. The one being given to the Kayin, that doesn't have to have any shear. He could just give a small piece of dough to the Kayin. That's because that's not the real challah over here. And now the third category, says the Mishnah, min ha-nahar u-min ha-mana, from the river and from ha-mana, v'lifnim, and further out, shtei chalais, he also has to take off two chalais, achas l'ur v'achas l'kayin, one has to be burned and one is given to the Kayin. However, over here, shel ur ein la shir, v'shel kayin yesh la shir. The one which is being burned does not have to have the proper shir, and the one that's given to a kayin should have the proper shir. That's because this area is chutz la'aretz by all means of the word. So both chalas which are being separated are tame, and therefore the one that's being burned doesn't have to have the real shir, and the one that's being given to the kayin, since it's tame anyway, that should have the proper shir, so at least the kayin can get more chala. Another thing about this challah, utvul yom eichla, a tvul yom is allowed to eat it. What's a tevul yoim? So we know that a kohen who became tameh is not allowed to eat truma or challah unless he goes to the mikvah. Once he goes to the mikvah, he's called a tevul yoim. He went to the mikvah that day. However, in a normal case, he's not allowed to eat truma or challah until harav shemesh, until the sun sets. Over here, we're makel with this challah that if he's a tevul yoim, he is allowed to eat it. Rabbi Yossi says, ain't it tzarech tevila? He doesn't even need to go to the mikvah if he wants to eat it. That's because it's tameh, so Rabbi Yossi is very makel. But we don't agree with Rabbi Yossi. Now, going back to the sheet of the Tanakhama, there's a chumr with this challah, the asura lezavim velezavais, a zav or a zava, two different types of people who are tameh are not allowed to eat it, and also lenidas velayaldais, a woman who's a nido or a woman who's tameh because she just gave birth, is not allowed to eat this challah either. But we do have some kulas with this challah, venechalas im hazara. A kohen is allowed to eat this challah at the same table with a non-kohen. Usually regular challah or truma is not allowed to be eaten at the same table that a non-kohen is sitting at. That's because we're afraid that if he's going to be eating it at the same table with his non-kohen, then the kohen is going to end up eating it as well. With this challah, we're not geyser that. And lastly, v'nitanis l'chol kohen, it's allowed to be given to any kohen. What does it mean it's allowed to be given to any kohen? The chiddush over here is that it's even allowed to be given to a kohen who usually is not makbid to eat his chulin in a state of tahara. This type of challah is allowed to be given to this kohen. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Tes and Yod. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.